Thank you. God bless, and I'm so thankful to be here. This morning I'd like to share the impact of the love of Christ had on my life. I'll take you back a few years to high school. This is a couple years ago. I went to a very competitive academic high school. This high school, the high school itself produced 8 Nobel Prize winners, Pulitzer Prize winners, scientists, doctors, a world-famous astrophysicist who's on TV, very academically strict and very academically competitive, where your value was based on your grades and how well you did academically. Perfect SAT scores was not unheard of. In fact, it was almost expected. And there was a lot of pressure to conform to what they, going back to they, wanted you to be part of. And in this school particularly, if you looked like this, you hung out with these people, you wore this kind of clothes, this is what you did, and you know, that's all, everyone's in this particular box. But I didn't fit in any of these boxes. Well, it didn't matter because you had to conform to what they wanted you to do. And for a teenager, it was very difficult because it's really hard to live by a standard that's not clearly defined. It's really not good for a young person's mental or especially spiritual health. But God has a standard, and God's standard is love. You know, Jesus Christ, you know, growing up, I watched a lot of football games, and everyone knows John 3:16, you know, God so loved the world, and we know that Jesus Christ said we're to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then he gave us a new commandment to love one another as I have loved you. And I learned that once I was introduced to fellowship. When I graduated high school, I did something unprecedented from my school. I enlisted into the Marine Corps. People didn't do that. But anyway, after I got to my first unit, you know, as a new guy, you wanted to find out who to hang out with. And I was introduced to a bunch of young men and women who worked really hard. They were professional. They did their job really well. But in the evenings, they'd hang out in the barracks and talk about the Bible, often around adult beverages, which to my religious mind was completely unprecedented. You know, not endorsing alcoholism. But the point is that this was a fellowship. These were men and women who were fully sharing of their lives and introducing me to what the Word said. And they took me in and they loved me. I didn't have to be perfect. I just needed to be loved. And this wasn't just a once a week, you know, get together. This is life where we lived, we shared our lives day by day, moment by moment. And that was something new to me. You know, God so loved that he gave. And these men and women, believers, they loved and they gave by extending their lives to me. And again, it wasn't just ritual. I grew up in a church. I knew ritual. You know, go here, do this, stand, sit. It was beyond that. This was people really sharing their hearts and lives and getting to the core issue, the heart, to love God and to love each other with that love of Christ. And I needed to be loved with that love of Christ. And I learned that my value was based on Christ and not perfection or any other man-made standard. You know, I didn't have to pretend to be something that I wasn't. I can just love with that love of Christ. You know, I was taught that we are all members in particular, and we all can contribute our unique long-suit talents to the body of Christ, that we can, you know, be knit together and grow together as a fellowship. I learned that you are just as important in the body of Christ as I am, and vice versa, that our value isn't based on man-made standards, but on the measure of Christ. And that was just, again, so healing for me. You know, as in a previous webinar, the Hearts Knit Together in Love webinar, we learned that as people live in this world, they experience unloving things and build walls around their hearts to protect themselves. That was me. That line was very impactful to me. And then we've learned also that the love of Christ is the solution, That's what I experienced in my fellowship, the love of Christ, to sort of break down that walls that I built to protect myself because of unkind or unloving things. And, you know, there's still a little bit there, but I'm thankful at, you know, as we grow together as a fellowship, then we learn to experience the love of Christ day by day. In this fellowship that I've been blessed to be a part of, I've learned that we've been given grace so that we can be graceful. I've been given mercy so that I can be merciful, and I've been given love so that I can love with that love of Christ. Again, I don't need to be perfect, but we can be faithful. And Ephesians 1:6 resonated with me, where it says that we're accepted in the Beloved. In a room like this, you can look to someone to your left and to your right and say that you're accepted in the Beloved. I'm accepted in the Beloved. Again, it's not my works. It's not my pedigree or anything like that, but we're accepted in the Beloved and what Christ did for us. And that's, you know, wonderful. You know, over all these years, attending fellowships and learning more of the Word, my heart was taken care of. I've been giving an opportunity, a path to grow, and I'm looking so much forward to learning more over this weekend. My wife and I had this weekend circle on our calendar for quite some time. We're really blessed to be here. And, you know, over the years that God's blessed me so much that, you know, I now have, you know, degrees and three-letter acronyms at the end of my last name. But the point is, the more important thing I have is Holy Spirit, the gift of Holy Spirit, and the ability to love the way Christ loves. And, you know, we're still growing. There's still more to learn, but it's the believers who extended themselves to me to say that we're going to love you with the love of Christ, no matter your background, what you look like, what you did. This is what we're going to do, and really take care of me, and that's what brought me here today. So again, I'm so thankful for the opportunity to be able to share a little bit of my life here and learn more about how to love with that love of Christ that we're doing this weekend. So thank you.